Joined here by head coach of the Trenton Lady Bulldog wrestling team and Trey Shields. I'm going to have to go off memory here, at least at this time. It'll probably be fixed by mid-afternoon today when these shows air. But at this time, the Mission website not working. So I'm going off memory here a little bit. Coach going to do maybe a little bit of the same thing. You went to, here's my memory kicking in, Coach. You went to Marceline on Saturday, and Avery had 2-0 record, if I recall. So a pretty good day for her, correct?
Yeah, she did all right. We didn't have as many matches as we hoped. I think one of those wins came by forfeit. I think a girl got injured in the first round, so she really ended up wrestling one time. And then they called the tournament, which, you know, is unfortunate, but I get it. Track wrestling was crashed, and we're having all sorts of problems on their end.
Was, I guess, if you know, only one match is one match. Did you feel like, did she show progress from wrestling at Kirksville earlier in the week, or was it just kind of tough to make, you know, kind of make an opinion on it because there was that only one match?
No, I think she looked great. I mean, I thought she looked good at Kirksville, but this weekend she had, you know, 2 takedowns. We got to work some things on top. We had a couple different turns, and then we finally just decided to pin the girl, which was great. I mean, everything she did looked right. She looks tough. She's wrestling hard. So I'm pretty proud of her right now.
Where she made the most progress from last year to this, Coach? It sounds like technique-wise, she's really come along.
I would say technique-wise. I would say on top also. She's got a couple good takedowns, and she's had those for a couple years. So we're pretty confident on her feet. But on top, she's got a lot of pins this year, 3 all of her wins so far. So, and she's got a couple different things she can run, you know, half Nelson cradle, all sorts of stuff that we've been working on in the summer. So that's good to see her doing different things on top.
We kind of talked about this last week, but she's, you know, she kind of at the level where you can throw out the term state championship in her weight class, and that's a realistic goal, is it not?
That's absolutely a realistic goal. We were talking the other day about some of the girls that might be in her weight class, and a lot of girls are injured or moved up, and, I mean, Avery is absolutely at the top of the 140 weight class.
You had another wrestler that you're waiting to get eligible. How does it look for her to wrestle sooner and later?
It looks good, actually. She is going to be at our first – no, she's going to be at the Katy Trail tournament, and she's just got to make weight. We're on her weight chart, and – we'll be good to go.
What is her name again, Coach?
Savannah Hughes.
And Katy Trail, is that this weekend or is it next weekend?
This weekend, the girls don't have a tournament. It's next weekend, right before the school's Christmas break.
Gotcha. So we're talking 15th and 16th?
Yep.
What are you working with Savannah? Yeah, obviously she wants to wrestle, but what are you working with her in the short term on to kind of make sure that she's sharp?
So she's a first-year wrestler. So we're just trying to go over a lot of basic stuff, just basic takedowns, staying in a good stance, talking about pressure, things like that. Just a lot of, you know, beginner things, first-year things that she needs to get down before she can move on to the more complex things of wrestling.
Did you get the sense, I know the numbers aren't there yet, did you get the sense in the off-season this year that there were more girls that were kind of interested, you know, poking around the program a little bit, kind of, you know, gauging their interest than past years where they just couldn't say yes when it came right down to making that decision or no?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I had, you know, 10 girls at my meeting. We've got more middle school girls than we had last year. And I have girls come up to me all the time, like, you know, hey, can I wrestle? Is it too late to come out? Or, you know, I really want to wrestle. What can you tell me about it? Just stuff like that. So I do think that there is some more interest in it, which makes me hopeful for the future.
Well, when you get them and they kind of find out the work that's involved, is that kind of the, you know, just kind of the point where you have to get them to accept the fact, hey, you're going to put a lot of work into it and you're going to have a lot of practices and that? Is that kind of just the hurdle that they have to get over to actually go out for the sport?
Yeah, I mean, it's not easy. It's a job for sure. There's practice every day. We'd have 2 to 3 competitions during the week, and then it's every weekend, you know? So that's hard for a lot of kids to want to give up a Saturday, give up 2-3 nights a week, and then grind it out at practice for 5 straight days.
You have, is it 5 o'clock start tomorrow at the THS gym?
5 o'clock. Yes, middle school will start at 5, and then high school will follow right after that.
So you got Hamilton, you got Penny, and you got South Harrison. How does it look for Avery to get matches tomorrow night?
I haven't actually looked at the roster yet. I know that some of the teams might not be as big as they used to be, but we can move her around. We're looking to find matches. Hopefully the other teams will work with us and maybe move some of their girls around just so they can all get some mat time.
What, Avery Russell's at 140, right?
140, yep.
That would be, I know you're kind of trying to match girls in the same weight class to make sure that they get matches or try to get them matches. That would be a pretty good weight class to do it, though, kind of being right in the middle.
Yeah, we can, and there's a lot of room that we can kind of play with. So if there's a girl that's, you know, 130, 135, they might bump them to 140. And, you know, we could go 140, 145, 155. So there's a good chance she'll have a couple matches tomorrow.
Quadrangular at Trenton High School tomorrow. You got Trenton, you got Hamilton, you have Gallatin and South Harrison. Should be an exciting night out at the THS gym. Coach, appreciate the time as always. We'll see if we can get this Misha site back up here sooner and later. We'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
Yep, sounds good. Thanks, Tom.